Advent is one of my favorite times of the church year. We're preparing for Christmas and talking about Christ's coming in history, in the humility of a little baby born to a poor couple, Mary and Joseph. We all have some elements of mystery in Advent. We wonder how God could possibly have been incarnate as a man. And particularly at Advent, we wait for Christ's coming again in majesty, his coming again to fulfill all God's promises. Advent has been called the church's home. This is a time in between, and the church lives in between the time when Christ has already come and initiated our salvation, and yet God's work is still unfinished. God's kingdom is not yet fully here. Living as Christians in this in-between time can be hard, especially when we face the inevitable darkness. It's a dark time of year. The days are getting shorter and shorter. The clouds are pressing down upon us, especially yesterday, reducing even the limited light that we have available to us. There were ice storms in early November that certainly led me to think about what December and January and February might be like. All this may lead us to wonder, how can I make it through the dark and the cold and the danger of winter? It may feel like a dark time in our world as well. The newspapers are full of stories of threat and uncertainty. What's going to happen with Russia and the Ukraine? Is a trade war with China going to ruin small businesses in this country? Are people in Venezuela going to starve? And we wonder, will people who are seeking asylum from violence end up facing violence at our borders? Will pharmaceutical companies raise prices so high that people who need certain medicines can't afford them? What will happen to all the people being laid off by GM? What will happen to all the people whose homes were destroyed by Hurricane Michael or California by the campfire? When will the next natural disaster come? Will there be another recession? Will there be another war? Night is looming. Darkness is surrounding us. What is there to hope? And at this dark time of year, the lights come on. Some houses have scenes on the lawn with Santa and the elves. Some houses have gigantic inflatable snowmen. Some people outline their house with lights that flash different colors all around the eaves. And there's a lot of wattage that goes into some of those displays. And it seems like there's a competition on certain streets as house after house strives to have the best decorations. There's also a lot of special events this time of year, party after party, concert after concert. There's pressure to bake all the traditional foods and cookies. There's stress as we try to buy the perfect presents for all the people on our list, get them wrapped and mailed. This holiday cheer, in some ways, can make things worse. There's the constant noise of seasonal music everywhere. There are incessant ads that push us to buy more. This dazzling, flashing consumerism can sometimes just make the darkness seem darker. Especially if we're on the outside looking into parties and people having fun, especially if we are lonely or sorrowful, if we are hopeless, or if we are just seeking more meaning than a giant inflatable snowman can provide. This is where the church comes in. We know it's dark, and we do not pretend otherwise. We have our own decorations, and they're even more beautiful this year. And yet our decorations point beyond ourselves We're not in a competition. We are witnessing to the coming Christ. Lights of faith in Advent are brave signs of hope. They are evidence that we are prepared for the one who is coming to redeem the world. Like bridesmaids who go out with lamps and enough oil to light the party and trust that the bridegroom will get there eventually, we trust that God's promise in Christ is coming, and we seek to shine a little light in the lives of others. A man that I know is struggling as a single father. He's dealing by himself with groceries and laundry. He struggles to get his son to school on time. He's always seems like he's looking for childcare. And in addition, he is coping with the negative legacy of a drug-addicted former wife. And on top of that, he is newly coming to terms with the fact that it seems that his son is autistic. The man had hoped that his son would resume developing normally once he was removed from this harmful atmosphere created by the mother and her family. But as they prepared to get the boy ready for kindergarten, doctors started pointing out that he had all these repetitive motions, that he didn't talk or interact much with others, that he walked on tiptoes. Those were all signs for them that he might be autistic. Signs that this child needs some serious interventions. So how can this man handle all of this on his own? How can he face the darkness that threatens his son? Since the beginning of the year, however, a patchwork support system has gathered around the man. People from his church babysit when the man is at work. Others have started going with him to talk to school administrators or to take them to Children's Hospital for tests. These people are carrying some oil to shine light in the darkness. Most recently, the man was called into the school for a consultation, and it turned out that a psychologist and speech therapist are developing a plan for the boy's treatment. This man is not alone. He is accompanied by partners who are shining light into the future, showing him hope for his son. Of course, we are not the light ourselves. We are the bearers of the light. We are witnesses to the light who is Jesus Christ. And it is through him that we can bring light to the world, a light that shines in the darkness and is not overcome. Now, we must not pretend that the darkness is not real. We face into the darkness, and we carry such oil and such lamps as we have, and we shine them, trusting that the darkness will be overcome one day, and we trust that we will make it through the darkness with God's help. In the light, we can see our wounds clearly. We can see the threats for what they are and not hide from them. Our light, our faith, doesn't automatically fix everything. But our hope is that Christ is coming again. The bridegroom is on the way, and we trust God's promise that the future will come, the darkness will be vanquished, wounds will be healed, threats will be dissolved, and God's kingdom will be revealed here on earth as it is in heaven. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.